work, the report, and that report was distributed both in electronic and hard copy form just after 10 o'clock this morning. I hope all members have received both hard copy and the soft copy of the report. There are a few apologies. I've received a letter from the office of the Honourable Maseko. The Honourable Maseko is currently at the CPA regional conference in Kenya. And then also I've received an apology from the Honourable Daya, who is also not attending the meeting. Are there any further apologies?
Thank you, Chairperson. Honourable Kwankwa from
the Honourable Kwankwa. Any further apologies?
Mr.
Maimane.
I just note any departure from my house in case anything follows.
Okay. Note an early departure. Any other early departure? John? What, can you repeat? Yes, Olusin?
Yes, Jefferson, I'll depart at some time just to go down to the debate. So
yes.
Important debate.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. All members, since there are no further apologies, we will continue with the discussion as we are desperate to consider the reports of the committee in terms of the work and the merit that we had to perform. And as I said in the meeting yesterday, everyone agreed that we must strive to contest it, since most of the discussions, if not all of it, are reflected either in the minutes of the proceedings that was adopted, or in the transcript of the meeting that can be made available at any time, or in the tapes, because the meetings are also being recorded. I think it is also being televised live on DSTV and the specific channel. So that can be done. You will also recall that up to a point in the minutes yesterday, there was broad agreement in terms of break one, the membership of the committee, names that were left out. On ourselves, we made sure that your name is there, so it is there, and it really went up to a briefing by the Minister of Police. But I don't want to assume that there are not other issues that members, there were minor corrections that were made in those first 6 or 7 pages. If there's anything specific that you need to clarify or want to emphasize, it's now your opportunity to do so. The Honourable Singh and the Honourable Swart.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to jump straight to page 7 of yesterday's report, where I think that's where we closed yesterday on, you know, and we agreed that we should not have anything written down of who said what, and I said, and you said, and that kind of thing. And I think we agreed on that principle. But having agreed on that, when you look at the second draft that has been prepared for today's meeting, under item 2.1 on page 6, we've still got some of these general things there, which in my view should be removed. Because that's what we kind of agreed on yesterday. We opened a debate on that and we want to add in the need to do all sorts of things. That's a proposal at this stage.
Okay, thank you. I think we made some progress last night, but again, I just want to join my colleague here today. So the function is to how the draft is dropped where we are now. And we might have to go to the start brief because I see there are other sentences have been added in, not controversial sentences, such on the first page, there's a sentence on 24 June, the speaker with the letter. Now that wasn't in the yesterday's report. So we need to know what has been added in. And then some of the assertions that I suggested yesterday have not been included. That's the those features we've got a very draft document that we've been trying to work on it. Very quickly formulate and we can hand it to the researchers when we finish. But the challenge again is that with the capturing now only of the minister's response is clearly that is not conclusive again. When, that we're not capturing everything the minister said, and I think we need to just bear in mind, and I think it is trying to be captured in a way that says including or to generally state that either area, because again the same applies to our engagement yesterday, will be to minister's responses. For example, there's one response to my question. Now, we've taken my question out, so the minister responds, but it doesn't really make sense because the question are not answered. So maybe we need to, and it doesn't have to take too long,
yes,
a process, just to go through one or two points if we need.
Okay. For sake of progress, I will come to you now, Rabbi Kubai. It will assist us if you just go through very, very briefly page by page, and also then the rationale for including, for instance, the first, the last paragraph on the first page that you are stating the honorable member, and then on the scene, it's really up to the committee to decide in terms of that matter that you said, because it's quite possible, and I want to recall the discussion that we had yesterday, it's quite possible that some things could still be there, right? That is possibly a question of opinion that can be attributed to various members, and the committee feels it must be removed, it's fine. And we do that. But it's also quite possible now, since it has been cleaned up, that very specific issues, like the Honourable Swan has now mentioned, is no longer there, and then we have to wait up against the decision that the committee took yesterday afternoon. That we should, it's not necessarily, it's impossible to include everything that everyone has said and what the minister has replied to in the report. Can we proceed that way? Honourable Kubai?
Sir,
okay. Helen, are you ready? And you will have to assist us as we go through. You're in. Page 1. In the introduction, there is a sentence that has been included at the bottom on the 24th of June, 21st, the speaker referred a letter for the Minister of Public Works to the Arab Committee. That is a factual statement, because that is what happened. And that is also the letter with his brief report that was distributed to the members in Pietermaritzburg. So it was up, it was there. Any questions around it?
No problem with the research. You know, it's just the timing and process that the researcher thought that might necessary to put them.
No, what I did was I shared with the researcher also to ensure that everything that is referred to us indeed is captured in the report, because I didn't want to go through a process again to come back and say, but by the way, there was also something else that was referred to us. So I, at certain specific points, insisted that those things that are really not controversial, such as that sentence, is included in there so that it can accurately reflect the referrals to the committee. Okay?
Yeah, no problem with that. I know if it should be said a letter, then it's going to be attached to a letter from the Minister of Public Works. Yeah.
I think what we must do, we must even refer and reference it correctly. It's an APC. Right, in which this referral is captured. So that should be included in the report. So for cross-referencing purposes, we are clear what we exactly are referring to. I'm not saying there was more than one letter that was sent by the speaker or referred by the speaker. I'm only aware of this letter with the report attached to it that was referred. Can you go to page... I leave the attendance registers. If you peruse over it and you find out that your name is not captured correctly or doesn't appear, they must just alert us. But we did that yesterday, I'm sure. When the correction has been effected then. Okay, now on page 4 under committee deliberations. Can you just start with Irvin, where the changes are? I can recall right in the first paragraph, there was a proposal in terms of a document that was submitted. Honourable Breitner?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The draft report that we received today, I have changes to suggest to that. So I don't know if you want to deal with it right now.
Yes, please.
I suggest that on page 4 in that first paragraph 2, the third sentence starts, a document was tabled. I suggest that it reads, and if it was just the researcher, page 4, paragraph 2, if it was just the researcher, I can give him a copy of what I'm suggesting. A document was tabled, in bracket, on 23 June. That should be June, I can't start June. 2015 by Jan Shaw as appointing Limine, rejecting the report of the Minister of Police in its entirety. Additionally, a view was expressed that the work of the committee was unconstitutional, as set out in the document tabled by Mr. Shaw. And then the rest of that paragraph should be deleted.
Honourable
The problem with the document, we can't make reference to a document that is not a committee document. And I remember the discussions very well that the document, members of the Democratic Alliance can make reference to that document and be discussed. And my understanding was that the document was circulated to us not as a formal document for the committee, but for us when they make reference to those discussions, for us to be able to, because we never agreed for the document to be a document of the committee. That was never agreed to. So therefore it can be part of the report. Therefore, the sentence that really they want an issue of the name of Mr. Fox, I do not have a problem with that first paragraph. And I think we can agree to that. A document was tabled for him. Mr. South is serving on the ADO committee that stated the party's view as a point in Limina that the committee is unconstitutional.
Let us just hear the meeting again. Honorable Brendan Lafayette, your hands up. Do you want to
just mention that the document is formally tabled as a point in Limina, so it cannot simply just be more than one tabled. It's actually part of the committee document. My suggestion is, again, I'll read it. A document was tabled on the 23rd of June 2015 by Jan Shaw, appointing Limine, rejecting the report of the Minister of Police in its entirety. Additionally, a view was expressed that the work of the committee was unconstitutionally set out in the documents tabled by Mr. Shaw, and the rest of the paragraph is deleted.
Honourable
Guy?
The procedure
I want,
Honourable
Guy,
is that you're saying is wrong. In a committee system, processes that if a document you can't table into a committee. It has to be done procedural in terms of parliament procedures. That can be done. It's not. You need to have. That's why something must be referred to a committee formally. So if it's tabled in, it's tabled and it's referred. That document was just circulated, not tabled.
The I see. Let us just give some of the other members an opportunity. I don't think it's such a big difference. We are very close. Yeah, we're very close to finding some common ground as far as the wording. It's just a matter of wording that we need to capture. Now, the researcher is not a member of the committee. He's assisting the committee. We discussed it. So you can see the researchers are not biased on the rule itself. I think I saw the end of the Honourable, was Honourable Singh. Did you have your hand up, or was it? The Honourable Sartre.
Suggest a different word, subject or hand in.
Subject. Can you read it again? Please.
A document was circulated on the 23rd of June 2015 by Jan Shaw as a point in Limine, rejecting the report of the Minister of Police in its entirety. Additionally, a view was expressed that the work of the committee was unconstitutional. It says up in the document circulated by Mr. Shaw, and then the rest of the paper will be deleted.
Is there agreement on this? Honourable Gibbon, you have your hand up.
I just thought the approach we had yesterday was that we can go into detail and see what, in terms of that document that was there, there's a lot of issues raised, but one issue is being singled out. Well, there's a lot of other issues as well, if I remember correctly. So I think we must just keep it concise.
On this what?
That was just the nub of the point in line and it needed to be kept or not. I mean, the document is 15 pages or something, so there's not a... The document's not being attached to anything, but it's purely to highlight. And see the next... We've got a suggestion where I didn't raise, and I also have a concern about the constitutionality in the sentence. So that just captures that point in line, whether you agree it or not, that was... So we'll try to keep it as brief as possible.
Any further comment? Honourable Gamere?
Thanks, sir. My worry is the precedent that we are setting, that in such committees and other committees, any other report or any other document that can be circulated can be part of the report. And you can make a reference to that.
Honourable Zakulin and Professor
Honourable Chairperson, I just want to agree with my colleagues, Honourable Bayo and Gaiman, on what they have already said, so I have got nothing
to say. Okay. The Honourable Kubisa?
My church is that it's just not going to be ready, otherwise I think we are lost to one another. We have found it as far as I'm concerned.
No, it's fine. I think the word circulating, right? You see, what we need to say here, Honourable Members, is the circulation of that document and the views that were subsequently expressed consistent or not with that document is there, and there is a particular strong feeling from the party that tabled that document that informed their participation in this voting. So that's a fundamental issue, and it is there. Right, I think we must move on from this point. Honourable Mulder?
I point out in my domain, Chairperson, you must use the word labels.
So,
it's because we all like to label things, so I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, there's a formal and informal process. This was more informal. That's why we say circulate. Honourable Members, then, in the third paragraph, there is a sentence there that says that because there was a discussion around this issue of constitutionality and whatever, and I simply refer the point to say that, and check the record, the committee set up according to Rule 214, that 214 refers to the resolution of the House. The House must make a resolution to implement its decision, and also the conduct of the work of the committee in terms of Rule 138. Honourable Breitenbach.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have an amendment to paragraph 2.
Paragraph 2.
So the second paragraph on page 2. After the word process, I would suggest that we insert. Additionally, members stated that the participation in the work of the committee should not be seen as extending legitimacy to the process. There's a point made by Arnold Swart, and he was quite adamant about it.
I think we're overkilling it now. Really. We've agreed in terms of the first paragraph. I think that captures quite it captures the spirit of ultimately what the Honourable Breitenbach is saying now. Yes, but since we've agreed, I made the point at the time, but since there is a general agreement in terms of that first paragraph, right, I know the Honourable Swart, would you want to re-state that in the report? It is in the minutes.
I think, Chair, if you correctly said it in the minutes already, we are recorded saying our participation should not be seen as lending legitimacy. It's in the minutes, so I'm happy to take the process.
Thank you.
Yes. I'm a bit confused, Chair. What does that mean?
What?
I would still back to that point of the participation that it does not legitimize. Then what does it mean about all our work?
No, we move on now.
Okay.
We've moved on. The members participated in the process up to today. That's why they are here. Right? So whether they are here under any form of anything else, they are present in the meeting and they participated in the process. But they raised a fundamental issue at the outset, and that's why I allowed that to be captured. So let's move on. Is there anything else, Irvin, on Mr. Kiss on page 4. You wanted to say something on the
sure, word? Sure, Chair. If I had on the red marks, he said something about it could not be seen. Participation is going to take our report that was prepared. Some of the respondents have expressed the concern that participation in the committee would be giving the legitimacy. Should not be seen as. Would that mean the same thing? Could be giving should not be seen as.
That's
a tautology.
It's semantics. Verbal gymnastics. I don't want to say fruit salad. A what? Lunch or pudding? Some people didn't have lunch, by the way. Just speak into the mic, Irvin.
Sorry, the fourth paragraph of the issue. Proposals made for public protection investigations in it.
Minister of Police and the Minister of Public Works. And then the next paragraph 2, I've changed to read the other committee, also considered the proposal from another member to call the Minister of Police and the Minister of Public Works to appear before the committee. The committee unanimously supported the proposal from the Edison Chimney to draft the program for consideration by the committee. So I considered those two chief paragraphs on the page.
I've got a few minutes break. There's a repetition there, Honourable Members. Great. Why would we, of course, there were different proposals that included all these different people and entities. And then we say there was also another proposal. It's basically a repetition because it's again the Minister of Police and the Minister of Public Works. We should leave that sentence. The same sentence that started with the Edo Committee also considered, that sentence should be deleted because it's covered in the previous paragraph. Anything else on that page? Honourable Breitenbach?
On the very last paragraph, it starts on 21st of July. The last sentence before the first bullet. In his presentation, he reported into any as follows. I suggest that after reported, we insert his views, just to make it 100% sure that everybody knows it was the minister's views.
His report.
As I mentioned, the Minister of Police did not present his views. He presented a report that was in response of the previous other committee's recommendation. So it was not his views, it was a report that he presented before this committee. Thank you.
Honourable Mullet, listen, but how does his report contain his views? What all does it contain? His views, not our views. Honourable Kubai.
I think we need to follow in the manner that you write Parliament's report. I don't remember even any committee writing that when a presentation has arrived and then you say these are the views of this person. You always write that the presentation covered the phone. That's normally how we put in the report of Parliament. So I think let's follow the normal procedure of how we write reports in Parliament and not constitution. Because if you look at it, it's like in his presentation, he reported in the area. So it's very clear that it's not our views as the committee, what Honourable President was raising. I think that was the major issue. That he what he wanted that it would be very clear that this report, what is stated here from A until O, it's not our views, it's what the minister has presented. And that until really covers it.
On the same way, do I know? Not? On the Roussel?
Chair, I've got a suggestion that might help us over this. If we were to say he presented his report inter alia as follows, would that not cover the thing? Because he presented his report.
That's right. I respect it. It's the same. Yeah. On the Roussel? I don't see any I don't see any substantial difference between our sit now and Honourable Self. Maybe it sounds more acceptable the way that he's put it. Honourable Self?
I think it helps because then it's not his views which might be seen as a very subjective view, but if you say, as Self suggested, then his report, presented his report.
Yeah. Have you captured it, Dublin? Honourable.
I'm suggesting that instead of saying in his presentation he reported inter alia as follows, that we say he presented his report inter alia as follows.
Chair, I seem to be getting the view that Honourable Self is still trying to sneak in. So if that's not your intention, then it's another story, but I'm afraid it sounds like you know, you want to apportion it back to the minister and he's alone. And if that is the case, then I think it's extremely difficult and I think it's proposed to the extent of United States.
His presentation that with my reason is not.
What's the difficulty with the current sentence?
So
in his presentation, it can't be anyone else's presentation, honorable members. Can we move on from this one? Can we go to page 5, honorable members? Is there anything else? The views of the minister, his views are there. Out of his report that he labeled in Parliament, that this secretary, that this speaker referred to us, that is kept on page 5. That's a subjective point, I don't want to comment on that. Page 6. Where? On page? Page, was there any change?
There was a change, but very, it's mine, it's not a my, it's collection of these few clauses into one. So, remember we suggested that since it ends on O, where the previous report ended on B.
Oh, yes.
So it's just needed, there's no problem, it's not controversial.
I must also remind you, honorable members, that when I went through it again last night, there were certain typographical errors also in this report. It is really money issues when things like that, you know. He's a Herbert on page 6.
Yeah, the question of the cost, I think, with SNPDF, the helipad, staff which needs and consultancy, that's point J, he wasn't to do that yesterday. So I put that point J, and that's why there's a little P at the end.
Okay, we're on page 6 now.
Sorry.
Don't think of that.
Page.
I don't want your views. I want the committee views. I know I'm just joking.
We changed
very hard work.
On page 6 at the top, G, the wording on 22nd July, maybe this is the kind of private prison for an inspection in loco. I think that was the correct. Supposedly is the correction.
Can you just stop there, honorable Breitenbach?
The third paragraph on page 6. After visitor centre and amphitheatre, I suggest that we put in, as well as why, first cover the other aspects raised in the reports of the public protector and the SIU with regard to the upgrades, because that was also raised.
Exactly, we are on page 6.
Page 6, first paragraph, top of the page. Minister has questions. Oh, sorry.
I think it's a cross referencing issue.
Page 5 then, the last paragraph on page 5. Of the amphitheatre has reached a comma, as well as why he failed to cover the other aspects raised in the report of public protector and SIU with regard to the upgrade.
Thank you, Chairperson. The real reason the minister did not respond to those things in those reports was because he was responding to the recommendation by the previous committee. So there was no way that he was going back to those things.
Honourable members, we're getting back to the point that you requested us to look at yesterday, that we cannot perfect, and that's why we said amongst other things. No. Before I give you a chance, I saw that is the spirit in which this was done. Okay? Honourable Swart, get your hand up.
So what we're reflecting here is part of the question. It's not whether the minister, what his response is. It's part of the question, and this was a very central part. There's no reference to the public protector in this report at all. So that is why this insertion is purely as part of a question, why he failed to cover other aspects of the public protector. Now, we could ask, you'll see on paragraph 3, that the minister responded that he took his mandate, and why he had not engaged the PP. Now, I'm not saying he's responding to my question. I can say, but there he hasn't put in a question. My question, why didn't he respond to the EP? There's a response. So, Chair, the broad issue, there's a broad issue here. Bringing in the public protector and SIU at a a question. It's repeating a question. I'm prepared not to say with the next sentence, we deliberate on that. Should, where the minister, it's reflected that the minister Vine had not engaged with PP in response to a question in terms of skippers, you see. So you can, we're trying to find each other on this issue.
There's now two different versions of exactly what was said in terms of what should be included there. Right? I think we must just try to narrow it down. Once again, I want to remind you this, to avoid a situation where we try to put everything. And I really ask members to assist us in this process. Honorable Reichenbach.
Thank you, Chair. The paragraph reads, members posed questions to the minister. It deals with some of the questions that the paragraph mentioned. This was a fundamental part of the questions posed to the minister.
Can you just read it again? On this one, you had a different... Was it the same?
Same. All I want to say is, on each one of these paragraphs, there are issues that one could further add to it, because it, and we've chosen not to, to try to, so we don't delay the process. And we, amongst ourselves, we thought this was a good insertion, because it's a broad insertion relating to the public protector next time.
Honorable Checker.
I think it's a question of English. It says, members posed questions to the minister arising from his presentation, and these questions focus on, among other things. The usage of the word among other things means that you are not going to, you know, repeat all those things that are there, and that is in line with what we agreed yesterday. But also the question of the construction of the cattle corral, swimming pool, visitor center and amphitheater arise in this report because they flow from the work previously done. So it's not really necessary to try and recap the work that was done and spell out. Otherwise we'll be going contrary to our agreement of yesterday. So I would please plead with respect that the construction of this sentence is inclusive by its phraseology.
Honourable Mulder, thank you, sir. Personal, the same question of language. We feel very strongly about that. And to put it bluntly, why should the issue that we feel very strongly about should be covered with the term amongst others, while other things are pretty specific? So, in the insertion proposed only refers to the broad scope of things those questions were asked without going into any detail in terms of aspects dealt with in those reports. It just gives, it says amongst others, listen to that, and this full stop. So I would strongly support the proposal that we insert that. It doesn't change anything. It's a factual statement. That is what happens in the discussions. Honourable Brittenbach.
Chair, thank you. It's common knowledge that the four issues that are mentioned there are not the only four issues that the opposition parties were interested in. And by stopping the sentence after amphitheatre, you're only including those issues that they found that are interested in. And it's grossly unfair to not include some of the issues we're interested in.
Okay. Give me the wording again that you have proposed, Honourable Member.
After amphitheatre, comma, as well as why he failed to cover the other aspects raised in the report of the public protector and the SIU with regard to upgrade.
Honourable Singh?
Yeah, Chairman, I think it makes sense because there were, we did, some of us did raise the issue of the, you know, the air conditioning and other matters that are affected in the SIU report. But the Minister chose to focus only on these four items because he believed that his mandate came from the committee and the House resolution and the public protector. But there were other issues which he omitted to comment on. So all we need is add this, that in.
Honourable members, I want to flag this issue. We can come back to it. Okay? If you can just, I couldn't follow what I know, everything said, I will check that he's captured it. And we'll have a break later on and we can discuss it. It's fine. We'll discuss it. Okay? Can we move on to the next page, page 6? So we'll come back to that paragraph.
early on I made the point, and we said we'll discuss it as we're going through page by page. Where yesterday we departed on the basis that let's not what he said, I said, you said, so and so said, and let's delete everything where we make reference to some of these statements, otherwise it needs to bring it to the records. But I see the draft has got some of these statements in here on page 6, and I just wanted to point you forward with that. Because we said we should leave all out, we just leave it out and move on to what the minister, the briefing by the minister later on. No one informed.
Yeah, I didn't quite understand, as I followed from yesterday's report, to what was inserted here, because my understanding was we were going to take out A to N, all of it. Here, I don't quite know the bullets that are being inserted now. There's, for example, one, if the workmanship was shoddy and of poor quality, which is D and B, but I couldn't find the others. So it's unsure where these come from. And so I would suggest that all those can be taken out and that could be inserted in the fines at the end or something like that. We can discuss that, but I'm not sure how and what was decided. Otherwise, we're going to go through each one of these points. So this one must be in. This is actually where we had yesterday. We couldn't resolve this. So my suggestion is take all those bullets out and we would just stop by ending at precedent. On 23 July, the first sentence, the committee made further deliberation on their findings following the oversight visit to the private list of the president. Stop.
I think that's what Mr. Singh is saying is where we were before, but all these points I thought were points of convergence, so maybe we could take them to the findings. We could take the cut and paste and put them into the section of findings, and then we can argue whether we agree, because these were all matters where all of us agree. So my suggestion is to take it out of the six and put it into the findings.
Okay. Page 7, dealing with second briefing by the Minister of Police.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In paragraph 2.2, that first paragraph, the sentence says, referring to the document that's attached or were attached to the report of the minister. These were included in the report, well, they weren't. It took quite a while to get them. So I suggest you say that these were provided later. And then take out the rest of that sentence.
Just repeat what you said, Mr. Petunga.
So I suggest the paragraph reads as follows. That's the first paragraph. In responding to certain issues that emerged during the deliberations of the ad hoc committee on the 23rd of July, the Minister of Police emphasized that his report was based on a technical assessment by security experts. These were provided later and constitute source documents in the determination of what constitutes security issues. So take out were included in the report, which, and then take out from which constitutes source documents.
Honourable members,
I think the header should remain as it is, because the fact is the documents were included. Now, the fact that there were missing pages doesn't mean that documents were not included. It's a fact, documents were included, but all of us, we had missing pages. Thank you.
No, it's not for all now.
You put up your hand and I'm recognizing. Honorable Kubai.
I'm trying to understand the rationale of what Honorable President is trying to say. Because if documents are given and then they are there, do we have to go and say this page came this time, this page came this time? It's really unnecessary. It's a report. I mean, the minutes are reflected. No, in the minutes, they are reflected. No, but let's
honourable members, to prevent the
because really we shouldn't have this is a parliament of it's a committee of parliament. Rewriting a report, colleagues. If people are going to be stuck in no to that level that she picked up a bottle this time and put it this side. It's not gonna help us. We are writing a report that we at that level, way higher.
Professor Kubica? Sir, I don't think there should be no harm on this thing, because if you have misplaced it, it's not there, then you later provide it, because it was not there anyway. Whether you pick it up from the document or anywhere, it was not there. After it's not there, it will be like they threw up the report, just here. But it was not there, then you located it.
No, I don't think your sister does now, honorable commissioner. With all due respect, you tried, but this is honorable. Let me give honorable member the honorable chance.
One of the things that should happen,
I'm just speaking to the mic,
please. I think what should happen is that if anything is stated here as a fact, that should conclude that it was a fact if it did happen. Otherwise, now it's going to be a waste of time. And if it is stated that it was not included in the fair, and then it carries weight, then let us have to agree to that. But if it doesn't carry weight, it doesn't hold the water, then can we just put it right so that now we go over and proceed with the business. Thank you very much.
Honorable Mulder. Chairperson, I think we should try to be as factual as possible. I think we're talking about different things. The fact of the matter is, in the original report, those things were not included. They were not in the report. We asked for that, and then it was provided. And after it was provided, certain pages were missing, etc. So to say now, that was included in the report originally, the equity not correct. And that's why it says what it did in terms of the facts. So the original report did not include those things. They were asked for, and then they were provided. I think we must just rephrase this. But let me... Honourable Jekka and the Honourable Sotelian Kupaya Reitenbach will take us forward and come to some agreement.
I think we don't have any substantive disagreements. The truth of the matter was that there was a report and these documents were part of the report. But when we opened the report, they were not included. And then an undertaking was made that they would be brought in, and they were indeed brought in. So where is the problem? They were part of the report. It's just that the page or so was missing and it was brought in.
Honorable Kupai?
So firstly, I would agree with Honorable Builder. There are two issues here. The issue of the page, which is the news, that's what I'm talking about. You shouldn't be talking about the issue of the news. And therefore, then the issue is that the report was submitted with the documents. That's what Minister said. It's when we said in the meeting that no, we don't have the attachments. That's factual. And in terms of the minister, he said this report is accompanied by this. That's what he said to the guys. Please make sure that they have them.
Now look, honourable members, let us call this thing here. My recall is, let me try to assist the brief. The report was tabled in Parliament, right? To the Speaker, and the document was referred to us, the report. The Minister came to the meeting in Pietermaritzburg, and he took us through his report. At the end of the meeting, the Minister said, here are the supporting documents, right? Here are the supporting documents. And then, upon further discussion that afternoon, it was realized certain pages, certain things were not in there, and those were provided later. That is what I can recall what factually happened in that meeting. Can't we just revisit it? Yes, on the
rules. You used one word, then the deed were included later.
No.
Which constituted something?
Well, it was distributed later to the name.
honourable members, honourable chair, take up the sentence completely. Honourable members agree with that? Can I proceed, honourable members? Are there any other issues on that page that you wish to focus on, to highlight? Yes, honourable member, sir.
You know, if we take the sentence completely, so it will mean then therefore that there was no record, or there was no substitute at all. So we can't remove that sentence completely. We can rather paraphrase the sentence. So I disagree with the fact that we remove that sentence completely, because it's a fact. The reports of the minister were included. Fact. We got the fact. It was given to you, Jay. So we can't remove the sentence completely.
On the scene, then on the
board. Yeah, Chair, just calling on that one. Is there a suggestion? You said you can't move it completely. There's a suggestion on what should be.
Rephrasing.
Rephrasing, a suggestion on rephrasing.
Before the member responds to the board, Mulder.
Listen, I think there's misunderstanding. I think we're not saying to remove the whole paragraph. You're referring to the last sentence. The sentence before that refers to the minister's report and states that was based on a technical assessment by security experts. Full stop. Not saying the sentence after that is unnecessary. It doesn't come into play that there's no report referred to. That's the last sentence. Honourable Gray?
Part of the discussion, if you go further, the basis of some of those documents and so on. How do you cover that? Because part of the discussion is later, if you can have, you can put that later, it's fine.
I think that is covered when in the first sentence on this page. It was based on technical assessment by security experts. And that is what later was decided. When it was made available, then it becomes irrelevant. The discussion dealt with those security experts and those kind of things. And it retained that, not taken out. It's just the sentence after that is much difficult. When was this and when was this? That's not necessary.
Honourable Meshwala, do you have the honour seen asked, did you have a proposal? In terms of
I think Honourable Kubai has made a proposal already to say must include later instead of removing the sentence at all.
I once again want to remind the Honourable Members that this report of course cannot be read in isolation of the events that took place when these meetings were convened, whether it is in the minutes. Minutes are the legal document, it's a reference document that can be utilized. And also in transfer of the meeting. The fact of the matter is there were source documents. The members requested and source documents were made available. Whether they all of them were at that specific point when the minister gave that thick blue file there, and everybody eagerly wanted copies of the file, and then we realized certain pages were not there. The fact of the matter is the source documents were provided by the minister. Okay? Now the only issue is whether you want to state it there or not. Honourable Lerner?
It seems as we'd make a full circle, because if I understand Arnold Gwaii correctly, so he says we must insert the word later. That's not exactly the proposal that originally was made.
Are you comfortable, honourable members, with that?
It's fine.
Can you leave it to us, Evan? So we move on from this one.
Honourable Chair, I've recently included later in the report and constituted the source documents of the committee.
Okay, thank you. Anything else on page 7?
The next paragraph, which starts, he further highlighted that the letter which was referred to by senior superintendent, that's definitely not correct. There was no letter, the senior superintendent wasn't even there. So it was in response to a question, he explained his view. Our suggestion is when questioned, he explained his view that the letter by senior, and then it goes on as with me on paragraph 2, when it refers to the response by saying he further highlighted that the letter which was referred to by Senior Superintendent Linda. So just to make that clearer, you
could even say, you could take it in question, because if he explained that the letter which was referred by Sinyas, you had no legal standing.
But that is the hope that stops better, if we can capture it that way.
Just since he explained that the letter by a senior superintendent, and as it goes on.
He explained that the letter and we removed it was referred.
Yes.
Okay.
And then just, sorry,
yes.
The next sentence that again, senior superintendent, the senior has been dropped out. The next sentence. The minister reported that superintendent and just to be consistent.
Okay. Follow up.
Thank you, Chair. The under the same paragraph, the paragraph that starts with the minister, the fourth one. I'm proposing, Chair, that at the end of Homestead and under God, that we add with potential cost implications. Members will recall we asked the question, what happens to the unfinished work? The minister turned around and said, well, after the evaluation, they'll have to do an assessment. So all I'm saying is that we just add with potential cost implications.
Can you just point out to exactly where it
Minister, let me read the sentence that I am proposing. The fourth paragraph on 2.2 said, the minister further clarified that an assessment would be done to determine the extent of outstanding work which will need to be completed, including a re-evaluation of the security situation, given the extent of exposure that the homestead had undergone with potential cost implications. Or something to that effect.
Okay. Yes or no?
Yes, and I agree. I think we might just have to bring the cost implication part a little earlier in the sentence.
Okay, okay.
Just to, the research is kind of a but it's a good point.
Hmm. Anything else on page 7, honorable members? Page 8. Okay. Honorable Beitenbach.
Second line,
center.
That's the R-E, not E-R.
Yeah. Second line, the word center is spelled incorrectly. I won't repeat the reference to a certain country. Honorable Smith.
Thank you, sir. The second last bullet on page 8 reads, the committee pleaded with the department. I want to suggest the committee urged the department. He said it's not going to plead with the department. So I want to say pleaded with to urge.
Well, of course.
But it's again, I would go to the findings or consideration. That all those, all the, we would suggest would be better suited at the findings. We can
agree, sir. That you were urged to agree to it. On the floor,
Chair, just up in 2.3, there's a sentence that is very unclear, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, where you see 20%. I don't understand what that means, and we capture what the minister said, but he said there were 4 variation orders, of which 3 were over 20%. Is there not a better way of capturing? What is that meant? I've got no idea what that sentence means.
So if I can recall correctly, what the minister said was that there were variation orders and there's a certain standard that's applied and a ceiling in terms of variation orders, and in total there were 3 of the variation orders that exceeded, that was in excess of 20%. That is what, I think we must just
20% of the total cost of the contract.
No. The They were very specific. They were specific. They were, remember, they were subcontracts with different things. And there were variation orders that were issued that went beyond even 20%. It was in excess of 20%. So we must just read out that sentence. Can I hear you? Okay.
There were four variation orders, of which three exceeded the 20% threshold.
Are you happy with that, Mr. Rephrase, honorable members? Yes.
Yes, yeah, I don't know if 20% is the threshold. That's the only point. Because I know that, you know, 8% is for violence, but I can't remember if the PFMA 20% is the threshold. If it is, that's fine. But if we're referring to the threshold, then we'll just check that.
We will come back on that one. We'll check that one. Anything else? Honorable Swab, you say that those bullet points under D should form part of the findings. Honorable members, is there a different view? No different view? And that, Honorable Swab, that includes the line at top, the first sentence on page 9. The committee was in agreement that state monies must be recovered from all persons that will be found guilty or wrongly. The project.
Again, you said you would discuss, when we discuss findings, we'd have to speak to one of these points. And I would agree with you that must also be inserted in, because this is, but as Mr. Smith says, we will then discuss each one of those findings when we get to that point.
Honorable Kubai?
But we just confess now, it looks like we're going to end up with huge findings in the report. Everything is going to be thrown into findings. That's what I'm
worried about. We'll discuss it when we get to that point. Very soon we'll be into the findings, so that you can hear the views of the members. Anything else on page 9?
There is a sentence on page 9 that I'd like to insert. I gave the wording yesterday to the researcher. One of the big debates was the issue of Judge Skipper's determination. And it's not reflected here, and I'd just like to repeat what I said yesterday, and I thought it was agreed that we could put a sentence in, and it would be on page 9, second paragraph. After the presentation, the Minister of Public Works said to members that insisted that the public protector be invited to present to the committee, the report, to the committee. And then what I suggested was it was emphasized that Skipper's Day set up the process to be followed in the matter of Deer versus SABC, where Shape Organ, including a committee of parliament, has a dispute with the public protector, which includes engaging with the public protector. That was the sentence that I raised yesterday.
But we remember it was raised in the context of before we reached an agreement to say that we will not include everything that each and every member has said into the report. It was that decision of the committee given a little bit later after. You said you'll give that wording to the drafters. Honorable Kubai?
Richard, I think that helps us because we did not agree to that view in terms of how the argument went. So to put it, to go back to that concept, I said, you said. So I agree with what you just said.
Honorable Macheka?
I also believe, Chairperson, that we must draw it. And Department of State or institution affected by the laws, which must engage with the public protector. The Parliament is a different forum altogether. The Parliament has a process now, and in terms of that process, we have come to the conclusion that we don't need to call anybody. So to say we agreed not to call anybody and later raise the question of someone else who should have been called, I think it's contradictory in this respect.
Is there anything else, honourable members, on that page 9? We will see.
Yeah, Chairman, just the last sentence. After deliberations on the matter of calling more people to appear before the committee, the matter was proposed to a vote. Majority.
in Ember states it's a legal position.
See, we're going to open up an argument, an old argument, in terms of the views of that judgment in the dispute by court. And if I can recall, the previous ad hoc committee was also seized for that matter, and that report was adopted by the House. So read it, and you can deliberate and interact when we have a break. But never so that we can come back to those issues, two issues that have been flagged. Honourable Breitenbach?
The first sentence on that page 1 said, the committee was in agreement that such monies must be recovered from all persons that will be found guilty. I think we should say who may be found guilty.
Yes, we agreed also that that sentence will go to start on the fines. Okay, it doesn't go there. That may be found. Honourable members, that's where we are in terms of the report. We have made substantial progress in getting to where we are now. I will now allow for a 10-minute break until 3:30. And I would encourage members, in terms of those two issues that were framed, just interact with one another. Sorry? I can't hear what you're saying.
Well, I'm asking that just remind us of the two issues. Yeah.
The first one was the matter around members posed questions to the minister arising from his presentation on this, and these questions focused on, among other things, and there was a proposal to include the references to why the SIU and public protector. You can discuss the wording with one another. Right? Can you just repeat Honorable Reitenbach where that point? Just to remind and refresh the memories as to what you want included there?
I would like included there as well as why he, the minister, failed to cover other aspects raised in the report of the public protector and SIU with regards to your friends.
Okay, that's the first one, and then the second one was now the most recent one, the reference to the recently High Court judgment in such circles. So we'll offer a break of 10 minutes and then we will reconvene, after which we will go into the issue of findings and also the recommendations. Thank you.
Yeah. think they're going to pass it.
Thank you.
And I would imagine, Chair,
that with the others as well, that there's a admiralty on page 8,
yeah,
that we look at. So at least we clear what is here, and then whatever we discuss after we come back from our caucus will be new business, if I could put it in that term. But let us at least review on page 6 and on page 8. Because I mean, it shouldn't take us too long. I don't think there's anyone's problem. He said it on page 6.
I don't know where all these points came from. That's my challenge, because we started with 2.1 and we had A to N. Now we've got B is inserted. Others, so where did B's come from? So we've collected from here and there. And the passage that we now, and I'm quite prepared to go to it. But then we need to go back to 2.1 and go through A to N until now A's out, B's in, C's out, D's in. So which ones from A to N are not inserted? You understand my difficulty, Mr. Smith? Because those 6 points are a combination of various lists that we agree should either be asked totally. And so I'm a bit unclear, but I'll go through each one of these if that's what the meeting wants to do.
If you just answer the question is where they come from. The Rakhis were sitting last night, and they were trying to find those areas where they thought, as a proposal to the meeting, of course, where there was agreement on as well. And as you have stated earlier, that it was at the wrong, under the wrong paragraph of the report, and that has been moved. But there's absolutely no problem to go through each of one in them individually if the meeting so wish. And I think we must do it. And that is what I almost want. What I'm referring to now is those as were captured from A up to whatever point. That would be okay.
I'll do it. But this document was not given to us last night. This is a document that I prepared here today. And so I appreciate you. We were trying to find that it was general agreement.
Honourable Machena and the Honourable Member Slala.
Honourable Chair, I'm happy that we have not agreed to go to caucuses, because we may be tempted to come with a completely new document. But what Honourable Slala has elected to do, and which we've agreed, may and can be done if we can follow your position. Let's go, and if people want to know where this comes from, and the drafters, and as we move on, explain. But we really don't need a caucus. Let's wait for the document.
Honourable Mama Shala.
Thank you, Chair. It's so unfortunate that we would ask where does this come from, because it is our own deliberations. For an example, Honourable Smith made a proposal here that if Honourable members are not agreeing with these, they say they don't agree. Deal with this, bring new things if there are any new things, because, you know, if my memory serves me well, all of us unanimously in KZN, we said there was no value for money. Do we really need to discuss that? We said it was clear that there was inflation, cross inflation of prices. Do we really need to discuss that? Really now, for all fairness, Chairperson, I want to see that we stop playing monkey tricks, because they won't take us anyway. Please. Let's just agree on this or don't agree. Remove it if you want to add, because we have agreed that we are going to take this to the findings.
The points of order, objective. What's the point of order? Monkey tricks.
Yeah, no, I don't think, Honourable Member, we can refer to the work of the committees on monkey tricks. Can you withdraw that comment, please? Is there any other comments? I saw the Honourable Amere.
No, thanks, sir. It
us in this meeting when we were going through the document, when there was a proposal that we take those points to Mali. That was a proposal from our colleagues in the opposition. Then we agreed. It was all our decision. Now, we can't come to findings and say, I take it when they proposed that, they would have gone through those points. Now, we can't come to findings and say, now we need to one by one, one by one. I think we need to say, if they really want to support one of them, if they want to add certain things, they can add things. Anybody wants to propose directions, that's all, then we move forward.
From the September.
May I suggest that if we can do the following? I'm looking at the first bullet. I'm looking at the first bullet here and the second one, and I'm suggesting that what we do with those two bullets, Chair, instead of saying there was not valuable money spent on a project, and then go to the next bullet that says it was clear that there was a gross improvement. But the sentence should rather be merged in one bullet that then says that there was not value for money spent on the project as well as gross inflation of prices. That's my suggestion on the first bullet. I can proceed to the other two bullets if I have to, but let me start there.
Honourable members, I think we must proceed to the discussion of the findings. We have spent a considerable amount of time, not only in KwaZulu-Natal, but also here in Parliament, to engage on this matter. And if there is anything that any party wants to include as a finding, put it to the committee and the committee will deliberate on it. Honourable
Chair. I think I would rather prefer that it is to we, because not all of us can do it. It's not anybody's choice that did not go to. Not all of us went to Sorin to Lingard for the oversight of the visit. And I do not even understand, how did it happen that other members agreed on some of these issues. So I always rely to the members of the opposition to clarify some of the issues. Because to be fair or to be frank, I do not agree with all those or findings. I don't agree. Yes, indeed, I'm talking now from my party point of view. Because I don't know the formula, I don't know how did they arrive even to the gross inflation, to the inflation of prices. I don't know how did they arrive there. Because I cannot just come back because I see a shorty construction and then what if that shorty instruction was done just before we came to or before they went to bring guns. So I do not agree from where I am. You are intimidating me. Don't be intimidated on me. No, I feel intimidated. Once they all raise their hands while I'm talking, they must just wait. No, that's I'm raising my. I feel intimidated. No, honourable members, will you don't hold your point? But what I'm saying, honourable chair, is that I don't agree with all those. From where I am, because I don't even know how they arrived at those, findings. I have got my own version, about what they have said, although I was not there. All members have certain views. All members have views.
Can you protect me for someone is saying
No, honourable members,
some of you know the language that maybe she will not understand.
Honourable members,
she will not understand.
Honourable members,
so she must not say I am sick
Honourable members, you made your point, Honourable
members.
Yes,
you healthy man, she
must just keep it to herself. Honourable member, your point is noted. Honourable members, you must address the chairperson. Really, it's untoward when a member is making a point whether you agree with a member or not to interject and trade and throw words at our members. Really, we cannot conduct our business in that way. It's wrong. It's wrong. And it shouldn't happen that way. No, Honourable Speaker, you are out of order now. You are completely out of order. You are asking for the chair's protection. I'm running this meeting, and while I'm doing it, you decide now very well you will do exactly the same. Two wrongs don't make a right, Honourable Member. It's wrong. Honourable Members, we are busy with the findings. There's different views. Some members say they need more time, and they want to go and discuss, and I don't know what else they want to do. But this committee will take a decision now whether we are going to proceed with the findings or not. Honourable Sir?
Sir, we can do what you say, but let me make a proposal so that everyone is happy, including the Speaker from the PAC, because it will afford an opportunity to participate. We have on the old, if I could call it the old document, from A to N. Then we have on this new document 6 points. At least let's use that as the starting point. Because page 6 of the new one covers half of those things. So if Mr. Sant and other members want to go line by line, let's go line by line, deal with each line item, finish them, and then if there are any additional proposals that were put on, let's put them on. Because we have got a basis from which to start here. I just don't think that we must now leave and go and have a caucus when we at least have got 15 points that we can start looking at and narrowing down. Because I think that at least 50% of them we agree on.
Is there any other different view? Honourable Singh?
Yes, yes, I agree that we would probably use these as a point of departure. But then generally speaking, probably our findings and observations will be in two areas. One is on the science and the other on the deep. Which is what the Minister of Public Works had said, because we will also have observations there on that. But I don't know, Jay, just allow a brief 5 minutes, and then we continue.
I don't know what you had for tea when we left, but everyone's very tense now.
Yeah, that's
after our turn, they say water is a good remedy.
Just allow
calm down, so here's some water. Let me allow. They will allow you to have this break. Yeah, we went through all this. Doesn't matter. Time is not a problem. Time is not a problem. Let's reconvene. Let's reconvene at 4:05. Just for 5 minutes. 4:05 will be back.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Of there will be a time where we need to make those findings. So what I want to know from my honorable colleagues is, what is their view on the Minister of Police report and that of the Minister of Public Works? So, by so saying, Chairperson, I think I want all of us to be honest with ourselves, because I see this thing as a member of the ANC. We saw this thing as if our colleagues are trying to solve the problem, of which it will be unacceptable on our side, because all of us, we've been doing this work. We committed our work to this ad hoc committee, legitimate or illegitimate ad hoc committee, but they were here to legitimize it. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Smith.
Thank you, Chair.
Welcome to your meeting.
Welcome to you. Thanks, Chair. Without repeating what Honourable Fakuri said, I'm just trying to, first of all, say I think we should make it clear that we will make the deadline. I think we should be moving backwards from the set deadline. If we move from that premise, Chair, yesterday we spent the better part of the beginning of the meeting arguing that we've already received documents at the 12th hour and we are expected to consider them. We're now at a point where I get a sense that Mr. Singh's proposal is suggesting that findings will come tomorrow in the meeting or somewhere else. And the risk of that is that some of us will also argue that we're seeing it for the first time. I'm just putting the risk there. We had these documents for 24 hours. And that is why I suggested that at least these documents can be processed. At least these can be processed. And those that we don't want, we move. Those that we want, we entrench or we keep. New stuff is then the only stuff that we will bring tomorrow. But to come and say to us that the opposition are going to bring their proposal tomorrow, it's just unworkable. If indeed you want to go think about it, Chair, then let us also put a deadline that the proposals from the opposition must reach us at a certain time so that we can process them. Our proposal, if we have new ones, reaches a certain time, because really at the end of the day we want to finish the business. But we can't have a situation where we're going to come into a meeting tomorrow at 3 and see a recommendation for the first time. I think that will then stall our process. So all I'm saying, Chair, let's do what we have. And give us a time frame that says if by this time tomorrow your proposal is not there, it should not be considered. Because otherwise, how do we consider this thing and do justice with it? That's all I'm saying, Chair.
Honourable Singh, did the Honourable Mocheka?
Chair, I just wanted to respond, Honourable Fakuri. I just want to give you, as Chairperson, and all the committee members here, an assurance that all of us on this set of are committed, just as you, to complete this process by the deadline. There is no intention whatsoever to continue with this process next week, because you realize that we have a deadline. And having said that, I think the proposal that's being made by Honorable Smith is finding each other in this regard. The other colleagues can speak to us on his proposal about when his recommendation should be put to the can be exchanged, but tomorrow when we meet, whatever time, we conclude our work even if we sit the whole night. We are committed to ensuring that this process gets completed, but we don't want to contribute to a process where we will put in half-baked information into the committee. That's all we're asking for. I think my colleagues can add.
So just before we continue with the Honourable Chair, can you just explain something to me that you said, I don't want clarity in my mind, that we don't need findings. What are we saying now? We can go straight to recommendations. Is that what you said when you came back to the report?
Yeah, but then one of the alternatives is if we cannot agree, as we are now seemingly finding some agreement on findings, and how we proceed on the question of findings, then we must go to the next step. But it seems that we are finding each other on the question of findings and observations. Because members who are not even there, Honourable Vinda and others, can now make an informed contribution to this document that we will present to you and give us time. We will present the document to you tomorrow morning.
I'm somewhat clear. I understand what you say, what the Honourable Smith said and so forth. Doesn't mean you're ready with recommendations then. That is what you said. You're ready with recommendations.
not ready with the recommendation, but he said that in finding there's going to be something that's going to hold us back from concluding our work, which I don't think it should, then we must rather go to recommendations before tomorrow or before Friday and complete our work on the basis of recommendations. But we still believe that we can find each other on findings and then resolve this matter.
Since really, as a chairperson, I must say, I find it extraordinary that members who have participated in this process have not even thought of findings. And also I understand the issue of the mandate that you're carrying on behalf of eight other parties. They are, by the way, represented on this committee, whether they are non-voting. Let me leave it to the members. Honorable Checa.
Honorable Chairperson, I think what we have been doing was to process a document and findings that we expect also will flow from that document. But there was a concession, as I understood it, that if people want to add other findings which don't flow from the document, they are free to do so. So I think that it would be premature to say, let's stop here. We want to go and back out the document. I think let's process the document, see what findings emerge, conclude that, and if there are those who say they still want to make other findings, they have space to do so. But I think let's conclude this document. We can't leave it hanging because the meeting is not yet closed. Let's continue to do the work and see how far we go.
The Honourable Kamede, followed by the Honourable Bobo and the Honourable Mamashlala.
Thank you, Chair. I think we need to be honest to South Africa that I don't think the comments that some honourable members who did not even go to Uganda did not have an opportunity to do anything because precisely they are represented by two other members. So we shouldn't, the committee shouldn't take the blame that they are not informed or they don't get their votes from their representatives. I think we are in a position where now the committee is duly entitled to make observations. It's just a matter of discussion. What did you observe then? This is what is written, what we observed. If certain members feel that this is not an observation, that is what we must discuss. If they want to propose something, that is what we must discuss. But honestly, all South Africans, they want also closure on this matter. We should move forward with this matter, and we shouldn't be just rushing out of things. Thank you.
Honorable Mobo.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Honorable Sir, as we're discussing the new, the refined and revised document, he said on two. Section 2, those bullets are findings. He views them as findings. And then there are other bullets which should be part of findings in the long document. So, from opposition, or from what Honorable Swart said, we do have some form of findings which we just have got fine-tuned, put in place, and we're done with the findings. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honorable Mamashwala.
I think it's so unfortunate that Honorable Singh feels that we can't find each other on the issue of the findings. And I don't know where does this come from. Openly, earlier on, we said we can agree on the six, as suggested by Honorable Schwartz earlier, that this 6 points are going to be findings. Then include or remove. That's what openly said here in the meeting. So the issue of us not finding each other, it does not arise, Chairperson. Now, I think, Chair, we are held at ransom by the honorable members on the other side. It can't be correct to say we must hold the process based on the fact that PAC members were not there. They are fairly represented, as Honorable Singh has said. The fact that there was no communication or record back, it can't be the issue of the committee, and that the committee can't be held at ransom based on the fact that they have not met and their counterparts. Now, Honorable Singh is asking another funny question. Do we really need findings? They themselves suggested that 2.1 be findings. They come back, they ask us, do we really need findings? I find so dodgy, Che. You know? And if, as Honorable Singh is proposing, that we don't need findings, let's go to recommendations. Now, my take would be 2.1 will remain as is. Because 2.1 reflects the deliberations of the committee after the report and the oversight. That 2.1 will remain as is. Then we jump to recommendations. But again, how do you have recommendations without findings? Because the recommendations are supposed to be informed by the findings. I'm really confused, Che, and I want to propose that we deal with the findings. Probably adjourn the meeting for tomorrow, and then we deal with the recommendations tomorrow. But we can't adjourn and leave our meeting hanging like this. We really need to do the findings at least, then tomorrow we do the recommendations, all of us. Thank you.
Honourable members, we have quite two contrasting positions here. And as I say, I must state it for the record that I'm really not impressed with members who are engaging the process, and at a certain point, since it was part of the agenda that we will enter into this discussion, some members say they're not ready with the funding, others say maybe we should give them time. How much more time do you need on overseeing? Because to be fair to the meeting and to the process, we need to get an indication by what time tomorrow morning can get the findings and similar from the AFC so that we can distribute them. And so the parties can't come with an excuse to the committee and to say we haven't seen it. We need the time so that it is indicated, and whether there is agreement or not on this, we will continue tomorrow after the questions of the President to look at that has been submitted. We must be fair to each other, really.
Thank you, Jefferson. I think Honorable is responsible for the issue of time, the question time. Can he address that question, please? How much time do you think we need? Keeping with Honorable Smith's proposal. Chair, firstly, when I suggested that issues were better suited under the findings, I made it very clear that does not mean that we are in agreement with every issue that is there. Mr. Smith made it very clear as well. So that's the first one. But I think, Chair, you've already said we're committed to finalise this by the deadline. There's no question of time delaying tactics. We're trying to find this is a matter of significant importance. We only received these 6 bullets at 11 o'clock this morning.
No, that's honourable member.
Okay, could have gone further, could have, but I think the essence is by when. Mr. Smith, you had a suggestion, let's make first thing in the morning.
8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
First thing in the morning, we circulate the documents, and so that we then can finalise it. We can circulate it until tomorrow, we finalise it. Hopefully not Friday, but we've got 2 days.
Honourable members, I need, and I'm really not going to waste further time, really. I'm a bit perturbed. I want the proposals from these parties in my office by 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Immediately after 8 o'clock, I've distributed to the different political parties, and we will meet immediately after question time to the President. And I don't care what happens in the House tomorrow afternoon, by the way. We will continue with the meeting after the President's question time in this venue. We'll send out an notice indicating that immediately after question time, and if need be, we'll meet Friday as well for the day. We cannot sit and waste each other's time here. So by 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, I want your findings and your recommendations on my desk. If it's not there by then, then we proceed without it. Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.